Hi, this is Eddie from Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan, Illinois, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network, sucker.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
Yes, I do. Hello and welcome to Geekcast Radio. This is episode 195. Well, it really is 195.5, but it's going to be 195 because we're going to move 195 to be 195.5 because that bloody UK person. Anyway, Terry Smith's Music Talks episode will happen on December 3rd. This episode will be released November 14th on geekcastradio.com. And today I have the immense pleasure of welcoming one of Illinois' most famous people. He has a very interesting story that I feel everyone needs to hear. This is the third or fourth time I've done an in-person interview thing, and I hope everybody listening to this likes barbecue. Hell, I hope most of you love barbecue, because today on the show I have with me Big Ed from Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan, Illinois.
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
That's it.
That's right. 15 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Low and slow.
Low and slow. Yes.
So, my lovely wife Karen and I have been to your restaurant a few times.
Thank you, thank you.
We love it.
Good.
And you posted, at this point it's a couple weeks ago, whatever it is. I think it was November 4th. I could be wrong. I don't know. About what you guys are going to be doing for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
At Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan, Illinois. And we'll give all the information of where people can find the restaurant if you come to Illinois, or if you're listening to this and you live in Illinois. Hopefully you know where it is.
If you don't, you suck.
That's right. Oh, and feel free if you have a need to drop any. We are an explicit podcast. It's the one thing I said to Steve. I said, 11 years ago. No. I said to him, I said, I do not make podcasts for children. Woo. If I want to say fuck, I'm going to say fuck.
Oh, boy.
Not saying you have to. Just letting you know.
Fiddle faddle.
That's right. With some TV Guide in there, too.
I'm loaded with it.
So you posted about your all's annual Thanksgiving thing that you've been doing for the past 4 years, and that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to have you on, because I wanted to get the word out about that. Before we get to that, though,
yes,
what is the story of Big Ed? I know I've read the story on the website, and I've kind of got some of it committed to memory about being a disabled veteran since 88.
That is correct.
Going into barbecue. Tell the people all about your barbecue journey, sir.
Well, I'm the youngest of seven. And growing up the youngest of seven, my father told me that you have to learn how to cook at an early age, especially if you are married, because if you don't learn how to cook when your wife is mad at you, you could starve to death or you could spend all of your money on fast food. So I started cooking at a very early age. I went into the military right out of high school because I had no idea what I wanted to do with my future. And while in the military, I was a mechanic working in an aviation unit. And they called down to the motor pool and said, hey, anybody want to go joyriding? We got to put some time on a Huey. I said, shit, I'll go. I've never, it's my first time up. We crashed
About 100 feet at 80 miles an hour. That was my first and last time on a helicopter. So I was deemed damaged goods, and I received a medical discharge. And then, when I got out, I went to Evanston Hospital, and I worked in the kitchen because, again, it was always about food. And, you know, from that, I stayed in the corporate life. And one particular job, or my last job that I had in corporate America, I was working for a healthcare industry. I won't say the name. They suck.
Okay.
I was managing an IT department.
Okay.
And their help desk. And I hired a lady to do reporting. They made her my boss. And then she fired me.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Hey. And, you know, and at the time, I didn't realize it, but it was kind of a blessing in disguise. Because here I am, after years and years of working, I found myself unemployed. And I would just be home cooking every day, everything, while my wife worked. And it was really cool to watch her go to work while I had steak and eggs for breakfast. And it was the best. And I would always barbecue. I always loved barbecue. I cooked damn near everything, but I love barbecue. And my neighbor at the time, he would ask me, or one time he had asked me if my oven was broken, because I was always, sorry, that's the dinner bell. He asked me if my oven was broken because I was always barbecuing. And the whole neighborhood would actually reek of hickory. And actually, on our shirts, one of our shirts, it says, "What's that smell?" I actually had a neighbor at the time. He would always come down to the house and he would go, "What's that smell? What's that smell?" And one of my neighbors was Jason McKee, who fullback for the Chicago Bears. And again, Chicago Bear player in the off season, and there's always the smell of food in the air. Naturally, we struck up a bond and became very close friends. And he asked me if I wanted to cater his charity event. I'm like, shit, yeah, I'm unemployed. I got nothing to do. He said, "It doesn't pay anything, but you get to meet a lot of the guys." And I said, "All right, cool." And I did the event. I was starstruck because, you know, I'm a huge Bears fan. And to see the guys and be shoulder to shoulder with them, and they're loving the food that I made, you know, it kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
And about 2 weeks after that, you know, I'm at home and my phone rings. This is before smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had to look at the caller ID. And it said Devin Hester.
Oh, wow.
And I said, "Nah, that's... no." And I answered and it was him. And sure as shit, he said, "I had your food. And, you know, would you be interested in catering my birthday party that's coming up?" I'm like, yeah. And, you know, I did his party. A couple weeks after that, I got another Bear player. "Hey, I had your food at Devin's." And it just kind of gave me the courage to just kind of jump out there. And, you know, we emptied out our savings account and borrowed against credit cards and did everything. And found a place in North Chicago, and we opened up, and it was real slow. It was really slow when we first started, and about 3 months into it, someone from the bank comes in and says, "Hey, don't pay your landlord anymore. He defaulted on the loan. Pay us. We own it now."
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was my whole reaction. Remember, emptied my savings account, 401k, mm-hmm. all of that. Mm-hmm. And now we're trying to make a go at opening a restaurant. And keep in mind, I've always cooked in restaurants and worked in them, but right. I never owned my own. And so we had that, and again, it was dead. No one told me that at the time North Chicago was probably the poorest town in Lake County. So... you know, struggling. My partners, I got three business partners, Katie, Rhonda, and my wife, Kim.
my business partner, Ron, in the beginning, she used to cash her payroll checks to help us make payroll at the restaurant for years.
Wow.
So we get a call one day from Steve Delinsky. Calls me on my cell phone. And I'm like, The Hungry Hound? He said, yeah, I heard about your place and, you know, I got so many people and they said I should check it out. So, you know, I'm going to come up and, you know, do a feature on you. I was like, hell yeah. So he came and he kind of put us on the map a little bit. There was a blogger at the time who wrote a review that I think got Steve Delinsky's attention. And man, this guy wrote this article and he literally just called out all of the other barbecue restaurants. He was like, we have a winner. That was the name of his, that was the title for his article. It said, we have a winner. And he just went to destroy all of these other barbecue places and saying, they suck. They got nothing on this and this and Big Ed's is the, and I'm like, I thought it was cool at the time until I realized that the barbecue community, they didn't like that. Yeah, so the people who were already talking about barbecue had some issue with this guy saying that I was better than their places.
Everybody else, yeah.
And I had barbecue people coming out of the woodwork. They were harsh. They were really, really harsh. And the best part about it, though, from all of that was one day I'm in the restaurant and this little short, older white guy, heavy set, comes in and says, hi, I'm Sweet Baby Ray. I read about you on the internet. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. You're not Sweet Baby. Isn't he black? And he laughed and he says, you know, and then he starts, you know, passing out these little stuffed animal pigs with Sweet Baby Ray catering on it. And I was like, I can't believe that I'm here with Sweet, you know. And you know, we struck up a friendship, and my wife thinks that he had a man crush on me or something, because we just, you know, the first time we decided to take a day off, because we were going nonstop 7 days a week, I told him, we're going to come up to your restaurant and eat. He said, no, you're going to come to the house, and I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, wow.
Sweet Baby Ray is going to cook for me. Huh. So we did, and the food was great. And he didn't make barbecue. I think he made tenderloin or some shit. But we just the best of friends. And he gave me my first smoker.
Oh, wow.
Because when I started cooking on an aquarium, which is kind of, you know, the standard in Chicago. And so, yeah, he gave me my first smoker. He brought it up. We were in our downtown Waukegan location at the time, and he said, why don't you put a smoker in that back doorway? And I said, man, I don't have it. It's a $30,000 smoker. He said, I tell you what, I got one in my warehouse. You can have it. I'll pay to install it, and when you get rich and famous, you pay me back. I haven't paid him back yet.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but, you know, and we just, you know what I mean? We've been, you know, on a lot of different shows and voted best this and best that. And we work really hard at it. My son works there. I've got a couple good people that's been working with me for years. And barbecue's tough. It's a tough business, man. You know,
yeah, it's a
lot of hours.
It's a tough meat to crack.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And it's one of those things where Karen and I, she knows about Check Please.
Oh, yeah.
On PBS. And they had featured you guys, and that's how I, because I'm not from Chicago.
Right.
I'm from Boston originally, and I've been living in Louisville, Kentucky for 25 years. I've been here for 2 years now. So I like barbecue.
There you go.
You know, I've loved barbecue every now and then kind of thing. And
barbecue loves you back.
And I'm like, okay, sure, we'll go. We'll go check it out. And first thing she points out to me was nothing about barbecue on your menu. Yeah. It was like, hey, look at this. They have a burger challenge. I wonder if what's his name, Adam Richman, ever did it. I don't think he did.
No, he didn't
do
it. But it would give him the smackdown. Just saying.
So here's the funny thing. My co-creator, Stephen C. Phillips, now formerly of Michigan, now lives in Colorado. I told him about that you were coming here to do the show. And I told him, I said I was going to joke with you and joke with Katie about oh, wouldn't it be great if I could do the burger challenge at home in my own house? No, I know. But it's one of those things where my wife looked at me, Karen's like, no. Yeah. Why are we paying $120 a month to go to Lake Forest Health Club if you're going to eat that burger challenge? I said, no, I know. It's a joke. Yeah. It's a whatever. Yeah. It's a this. It's a that. But I'm like, that would be so cool because that way we wouldn't have to carry the leftovers home. We could just put them just in the fridge in the downstairs. Fridge. But Steve's like, I could do that.
But you do know about if you don't do it.
Yeah.
If you don't complete it.
Yeah, it's on the weenie wall.
It's the weenie wall.
Yes. So tell people about this.
Well, you know, it's
so it's the Sheriff Matthew Burger Challenge, right?
Yeah. And again, it's funny. There was a guy. We got to the point to where when we first started doing this, we started it in North Chicago, and we used to just do a triple cheeseburger, which we thought was insane by itself, you know. And there were some kids that came in, and you know, we got to jawjacking and shooting the shit, and you know, and they were like, "This isn't big enough." I was like, "All right," I said, "What's your name, son? What's your name?" He said, "I'm Kyle." I said, "Okay, Kyle, you come back on Saturday. I'll make you a double triple. You eat it. I'll put you. I'll take you." Yeah. I'm thinking I'm never gonna see this kid again in my life. So I'm in the office on Saturday. Sure as hell.
Matthew this comes
kid,
in.
This kid is here. Kyle. Kyle's here.
Yeah, Kyle.
So I come out. He's got four of his friends with him. He pulls his shirt off, and he's got a t-shirt that says, "The Mr. Kyle Challenge," written on the t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
And so his friends, you know, they couldn't do it. So I made four of these things. And Kyle ate it, and I think it took him like 23 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And just to be a smartass, he ate a piece of cake when he finished, you know. So I was true to my word. I took the picture and put it on the wall, and it snowballed from there. And, you know, we just got to the point to where we were like, you know, everybody was 20. Then it was 17 minutes, and then it was this. And he had people literally, like, killing themselves trying to beat the next person's time. I said, okay. All right. So finally we said, okay, let's make it a little bit more interesting. We'll put a time limit on it. And if you finish it in 10 minutes, it's free. Because the last person before we did that was at about 11 minutes and 30 seconds. And right before we were ready to, we were printing up the menu, we were changing the menu board for the restaurant, and this one guy came in, and he was like 10 minutes and 50. So we said, we'll just go ahead and
make it a 10.
We'll make it that.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, we were 2 days before getting the boards reprinted, and this one kid came in, and he called himself the sheriff. I'm the sheriff. And I'm thinking, okay, sheriff. You know, I come out, we bring the burger out. It was on a Friday. There was live music. The place was packed. I'm like, I'm just going to go in here and get ready to start writing my insults. There's no way your little ass is going to do it. And sure enough, I'm in the office. And in between the music and then you hear people just uproar. Like they're at a game. They're cheering and they're rooting. And I'm like, what is... And then the guy on the microphone starts saying, "He's getting there. He's about to do it." And it's like, and I turn the cameras on and I come out and I'm like, holy shit, he's about to do it in 10 minutes. And he did it 9 minutes and 58 seconds.
Holy
and
crap.
He beat the challenge. And I had to go back and change the boards to the sheriff.
Yep.
And nobody's come close. So if you don't do it, we just roast you really bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Oh my God. There's come some on, of the some of the stuff I wish I could say. I just don't.
Funny. But it's fun. I've seen some of the stuff. It's all in good fun.
Man,
it's come on.
You know. So, I've had people say, "I can't believe you're this mean. I don't know why people would ever come to your restaurant." I mean, I'm like,
it's not. That's not being mean. That's being, you know, that's just joking around with people. Yeah. So, for those listening, Steve Megatron, was at my wedding in December of 2017, December 6, 2017. He's a little skinny dude on the left there to me. Or, well, on the right. It's him over here.
Okay.
Okay. I told him about this challenge. He's like, I could do that. Yeah. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this guy. He's, you know, freaking skinny as hell.
It's It's usually the small guys that can put it away. But I'm just saying, tell him just don't do it. Just don't do it. Because, you know.
So, the burger challenge is something you guys are famous for.
Yeah.
The burger challenge, folks, is not just the burger. It's also a pound of fries and the drink.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's like eating a meatloaf. In 10 minutes. Don't do it. People ask me all the time, did you do it? No. I may look stupid, but I'm smarter than I look. There's no way I'm going to eat that much food in 10 minutes. No. Stupid.
The second time we went to the restaurant, the only reason why, and I said this a second ago, the only reason why I would do it is I don't care. I mean, it's $25 if you don't do it and you get put on the weenie wall.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, $25. I've spent more at other restaurants on burgers that are probably, you know.
Get the burger and enjoy it. It's actually a very good burger. But 10 minutes? I am talking about your ass and all of your family members if I can.
Yeah. So, the Thanksgiving thing. You've been doing this for 4 years. Tell people about what you guys do at the restaurant for Big Ed's Barbecue for Thanksgiving.
So it is a free Thanksgiving meal. When we first started, we opened it up. We basically wanted to feed those who were less fortunate, who didn't have a place to go, or you know. And when we did it the first time, we noticed that there were so many different scenarios as to why people needed a meal. Right. There was a guy that came and he had just lost his job. So he basically, you know, brought his family and he kind of, when it was over, he said, thanks for letting me come and have a good meal with some dignity. So then we started realizing that, you know, there are people who were forced to work. First responders are working, you know.
Right.
Everything doesn't shut down because it's Thanksgiving and with, you know, things being what they are now. So we just decided that we were going to open it up and anyone that just wanted to have a good meal. We're close to the Navy base. There are people who can't get home to be with their family. So it's basically a free Thanksgiving meal with all of the trimmings and a lot of volunteers, a lot of other people that donate. There's a restaurant in McHenry, Epic Deli, people that we know and love, they always donate cheesecakes. They make, man, some killer cheesecakes. I almost don't want to put them out. Just saying.
You just want to keep them at home for yourself. I got it.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful time where we all get together and we allow people to come and just have a meal and it's a lot of networking where people get together and talk and meet each other and connections. And people who live in Lake County, there's a couple of people who can't come to the restaurant that, you know, are kind of bedridden or homebound. Yeah. We deliver to the people in Lake County that are, you know. So I got a message on Facebook a couple days ago where a lady reached out and said, my mom is, you know, I forget how old, and she had it last year, and all she talks about is how she still talks about how good her meal was that you provided last year. She had a stroke this year, and she still, as she's recovering, is making sure that we bring that meal. So that'll be one that I'll deliver myself and go and spend some time with her. And so
It's that feeling of community and camaraderie and giving back. Yes, you're in the restaurant business to make money, but it's also more than that because you're a family business.
Yes.
You're not McDonald's or whatever. You know, and don't get me wrong, McDonald's does some good stuff, even yes. though their CEO doesn't. Oops.
Yes.
Oops. Sorry. You know.
He did some good stuff. That's who I got fired. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a topic for another show. But, you know, family, local community. Like I said, you're not a yeah. chain.
Yeah.
You've got the Waukegan restaurant. Do you still have the North Chicago location?
No, it's just the Waukegan, the Fountain Square location. And, you know, it's kind of like what I was saying before. When we first opened, man, we were struggling. We almost lost it twice. We almost, you know what I mean? We weren't making enough money to pay our bills, to pay our taxes. And for us to still be here 11 years later, it's kind of like our way to say thank you to the community that has continued to support us because, you know, where we are now, man, we're surrounded by Fortune 500 restaurants and businesses in general. And they come to see us by choice. You know, they stand in those long lines and happily order their food. So it's, you know, we're very fortunate. And I think that it's important that we give back, you know, to the community. And we have leftovers. We feed first responders, mm-hmm. Police, fire. We call up all of the different areas and call them and say, hey, can you send someone over? I haven't got a speeding ticket in so long. It's pretty freaking awesome. Just saying.
Well, you know, you feed the police.
It's not what it was meant for. Just for the record. Just saying. We, you know what I mean? But some of my employees have gotten out of speeding violations because they were either in Big Ed's attire and So, but no, they work around the clock. They you know, they put their lives on the line for us, yeah. and it's, again,
it's giving back to the community that's given so much to you absolutely. Over the last 11 years.
Yeah, we don't do leftovers. You know, we don't reheat it. So we if we have stuff left over, we got to do something with it. So we just figured we'd do that. You know,
especially with think of any of the first responders, police, fire, EMS.
Yes. Yes.
Most of those people are 24, you know.
Yeah, they're working.
24-hour people. May not always be the same officers or firemen or ambulance workers or, you know, EMS. But those three services never shut down.
Absolutely. And, like, when we have the really bad snowstorm, we do that for the streets and sanitation workers. You know, like, cool. I think a couple years ago, man, when we were just, the snow was just brutal. And all we were thinking about, these men and women are, they're out running.
Yep.
They're running. So, you know, we took them some food. And, you know, I think what separates us from the chain is that we are hands-on in the community.
Yeah.
You know, so the chain restaurant that is in our area, the person who either owns it, they're not there. You know what I mean? No. So we kind of, you know, we're deeply rooted and deeply connected. You know, we hire from the community, all of those different things. So it's very important to us to make sure that we give back as much as possible. And, you know, I think that's why we continue to be successful, because we're just firm believers in just putting people first. It's more about people than profit. Always has been. So we'll continue to do it. I wish we could have started it earlier, but you know, now that we're doing it,
you're established, you can continue to do it and do it well.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah. It's the absolutely best. There's nothing better than being able to give back to those that come into your restaurant on a daily basis or a weekly basis or whatever kind of thing. And then, you know, at the end of the year or whatever it is, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or, it, like you said, if something happens, heaven forbid, a snowstorm happens or a hurricane or whatever kind of devastation you can think of, it's like, well, let's open it up to everybody. And,
absolutely.
You know, like you said, if people can't come, we'll find a way to get it to them.
We'll get it to you. Absolutely.
You know, kind of thing. For those who are local here in Illinois, where can the people find you in person? Where is the restaurant, phone number, all that good stuff?
We are located at 4030 North Point Boulevard in Waukegan's Fountain Square. For the loyal locals, it's the old Lakehurst Mall. We are right behind the Walmart Auto Center. And yeah, we've been there for about 5 years. Our website is www.bigedsllc.com. And our phone number is 847-473-5333. So.
Awesome.
I live there. Get there a little after. After four every morning.
Well, you know, you smoke things for 15 hours.
Don't call me. Do not call at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to talk about barbecue. Just don't. That happened a lot.
Really?
Yeah. 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 So, like now, we get people that'll call to reserve food for later.
Oh, wow.
So I don't answer the phone in the morning because they know I'm there.
Yeah.
Or people, you know, they're knocking on the door and I'm in there hiding like, are you kidding me? Really? Who the hell wants to eat at 7 in the morning? It's barbecue. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, trust me. Yeah. No, seriously, I think we brought leftovers home the first time we were at the restaurant.
Yeah.
The next morning, I had the rest of my pulled pork sandwich for breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning. Yes. So,
if you're at home.
Well, right, yeah, but I'm saying, like,
don't come trying to get it at 7 o'clock in the morning. Come on, man. That is just, I mean, you're asking for trouble. 7 o'clock. Yeah, I'll have some rib tips, please, and some cornbread muffins. Yeah, okay. And would you like a seatbelt for your toilet? Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you.
It's so funny. The menu.
Yes.
It's the most interesting description for a menu I've ever seen. How did you come up with this? Because, as we said in the very beginning of this, folks, it's not wings. It's wangs.
It's wangs.
And it's rangs for the onion rings.
Yeah.
So, did you write all of this stuff, or did somebody else? Or?
Well, you know, I did. And, again, when your job is to inhale smoke, not the other smoke, because I can't do that. I think I and my partners are probably the only people in the world that are not getting high every day. So, just saying, when you breathe in hickory for a living, it has a tendency to scramble your brain just a little bit. And we were very laid back. You know, we were kind of twisted in that way. And like, for instance, we have the plain ass salad.
Yes. And I was going to bring that up.
It came about because when I was trying to figure out what we were putting on the menu and I was writing things down.
Right.
And my wife says to me, well, you know, you need to have a plain salad.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not putting that on the menu. Nobody's going to eat a plain ass salad like that. And she said, they will. You need a plain ass salad. And I was like, and we kept going back and forth. And I said, all right, I'm going to put it on the menu just like that. Plain ass salad. Just like that. And it's one of our biggest as far as salads.
So the plain ass salad, folks, it's $5.99. Yeah. Lettuce, tomato, and cucumber. That's it. For those who are really trying to watch their weight or just be plain boring.
Yeah, that's what it is. And there's a lot of plain boring people that order the plain ass salad. You know? I don't know. I don't know. I'm twisted. I can't help it. I see the world differently.
But that's good though, because if we all saw the world in the same light, we'd all be robots. Man. And Will Smith would be our overlord or some weird thing in the future.
I'd take that.
It's really wings, rings, and it's not sandwiches, it's sandwiches.
Yeah, so first of all, if you make it right, it's a sandwich, damn it. That's what we put on the shirt. It's sandwich, damn it. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to have a sandwich.
Yeah.
That sounds like something, you know, you get downtown at a brothel. You got to go to pot. And we won't make it most of the time. If you come in our place and you say, yes, I'll have a brisket sandwich. And we'll go, nope. We don't sell. We, you know.
It's like, no sandwich for you.
Yeah, we've been given that reference a lot. Just saying. But it's really funny when we get the people from out of town. Because we're close to the Navy. And there's a Navy graduation almost every Friday. So we get people that come in and they'll, you know, all proper. And they'll go, I'll have a sandwich. And we'll go, nah, sorry. And they'll step back and they'll go, excuse me?
Oh.
We don't sell sandwiches here. And then they look at the board like, I see it. It's right there. And the people who know, they're behind them go, say sandwich. Say sandwich.
Damn it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you make it right, that's me growing up. Man, let me get a sandwich.
That's awesome.
Sorry, that's my hood influence.
Hey, you know. And you're right. I mean, it sounds like you know, sandwich sounds like you're going to...
Sounds like a bad date.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you're going to have a bad date with a witch dressed up as Sandman or something.
It's a bad date. Man, I went on a blind date. Man, she was a total sandwich. Just saying. Sandwich. No, it's a sandwich.
I am so cutting that part out of this and using it in the future. That's just hilarious.
Just saying.
So, you have this other one that I want to talk about because it's actually what I am having for dinner tonight, minus the mustard, onions, and pickles.
Oh, my God, you cut out the best part.
No, that's the worst part for me. I cut out all the gassy parts.
Oh, man. Hey, man, the gas is not really your problem. That's everybody else's thing to deal with. Just saying.
Sadly, I don't go out much, and my wife and I are the only ones here.
I mean, that's true love. It's true love. That's when you know. Exactly. When you can have a bowl of chili and wash it down with a glass of milk and she won't leave.
That's right.
She may go to another area of the house, but yeah, she's still there when you wake up.
Exactly. She won't leave. So the after work burger.
Yes.
A pound of meat with all the trimmings. Eat this, go back to work, and get fired for sleeping. Now you understand?
True story.
See, the cool thing about this is... I work from home.
See? Well,
so I can just go to bed.
I will get fired. This is just right for you. I can change the menu if you like.
No.
And put you on there and say, this is not for you, Mike. I'm just saying. I can change that. I'm just saying.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
unless you work from home, don't get this. I can do that.
So funny.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my
God.
It
is. It's a lot. It's a lot to eat on your lunch break. And you try to down that puppy, and you got the meat sweats, man. It's good. It's a good burger. It's a really good burger.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. So, I think that's going to do it for us. Is there anything else you would like to say? Anything you want to pimp out? Anything you want to... You know, impart on my audience.
Now, this is my first podcast interview, so I'm very psyched. So, if I do more of them, you'll always be my first. So, you know, this is pretty cool. I'm happy that people want to listen and that I get an opportunity to share our story and talk about what we do in the restaurant. Definitely want to give a shout out to my crew. Because again, in order for me to be here with you, they're working their asses
off.
So it's my wife, Kim, my partner Rhonda, Katie, my son Eddie. He's little Eddie, although he's bigger than me.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but I always remind him that I hit harder. So I gotta say shout out to everybody. My dishwasher Paulie, he has been with me almost since the very beginning. He speaks very little English, but he speaks enough just to talk enough shit to drive everybody crazy. He's loyal. I love him. Jeffrey Kyle, Brittany, who we also call Brenda. I don't know why. Hillary, Lamar. Lamar's new. Frankie. Try not to forget anybody. They'd be mad. Why didn't you say my name? You didn't say you shout remember them. Quentin, who's been with me almost since the beginning. He's the one that we call Q Dizzle. who else am I missing? I don't know.
They'll let you know once they hear this.
I can suck it. Just, you know, I'm very happy to be here. I want to thank everybody that, again, has continued to support us. We have a very loyal following, and I hope they'll tune in and listen. I'll actually be on Channel 5 November the 19th, awesome. Doing a little cooking segment and talking about the free Thanksgiving meal. So,
cool.
Yeah, man.
Let's look them out 5 days before that. I mean, we're not as famous as Channel 5 in Chicago, but...
You're on your way. Yeah. Now with this... No, I'm just kidding.
Let's hope with this.
This right here? I'm
just... No. Over the top!
Yeah, man.
This, come on!
What's that smell? Emmy? Emmy? No. No, I think that was those onions I had.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. It's a real treat. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for everything you're doing for the community and yes, all that. You know, November is a time to be thankful, folks. All year long, really. All your life, you're supposed to be thankful. But it seems to me that everybody pulls out the 30 days of what I'm thankful for, obviously, in November for Thanksgiving and whatever else. And I'm one of those people that, at my age, I'll be 40 in February, but at my age, I'm over Halloween. I'm not a horror person.
Yeah.
I'll eat the candy. Oh, that's about it. I'll buy the candy to give the candy out, and then I'll turn my light off, and they know. That was the funniest thing. I read an article recently where it says, tips for parents with trick-or-treaters. Huh. Only go to houses where the porch lights are on. And I told Karen, I'm like, porch lights going off. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're doomed. We're doomed. Because that's it used to be that. You just, you go. And I don't give a damn if your light's out. I'm going to keep ringing your doorbell and knocking until I get some candy. Okay. If not, you're getting some dog poop in your door.
I'll give you the candy if you bring that burger challenge.
All right.
All right. So, for me, Halloween is Halloween. It is what it is. But then people immediately go to Christmas, and I'm like, "Hello."
Yeah, there's one in there.
There's a certain order to things, and I'm sorry. Halloween comes before Christmas, and so does Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, I mean,
it's all about the retail.
The retail, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because this, and I think that's why it's really important for us to just not worry about making money, but it's really about just giving and, you know, and family and community. So, you know, y'all can skip over it if you want to. We're going to slow the shit down and we're going to eat some turkey and get everybody, you know, fat and happy like me. You dig. You dig.
I'm much fatter than you are. That's all right. So you got a long way to go. Listen, there.
Nobody likes bones but a dog and they bury it. So eat up.
Bury the dead. They stink up the joint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, you can find us on geekcastradio.com, on Twitter at geekcastradio. I am at TFGN Mike. You guys are on Twitter, right?
I don't know. I don't got time for that shit. I'm working. Isn't that right, Mark? I'm working!
Unleash the barbecue geek in you, and we will catch you next time here on Geekcast Radio when I talk with Terry Smith of Music Talks Podcast. Catch you next time, folks.
Deuces.